This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still a red team, throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
We are listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available anywhere. And today we're talking Great Britain. Then we have the one and only Pegger and Pegger, the true Adele Dazeem of podcasting. We got Meatball.
Hello, Governor.
Hey, Governor. Hi, Babes.
Hi. Hi, Babes. Are you a hun?
You are, IY pet. I don't know what that means, but I'll keep saying it.
I don't
it.
Either. And a couple of them answered it. A couple of them were like, no, I'm not a hun. Or yeah, I'm a hun.
It's immediately escaped my brain. Someone explained it to me. And then I was like, oh, it's gone. It's gone from my brain. I don't care. Because I refuse to educate myself. Every time we talk UK, I embarrass myself. And that is my legacy. That's my contribution to Drag Race.
God bless. I always felt like I would have some sort of like connection to it because I did grow up in the UK as a child, but I've lost all like level of understanding of what they're talking about half the time. I was like, the only thing I've gained is like the ability to do the accent pretty decently.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait. So can you hear the differences in the accents where they're like, oh, that's so Essex. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yes. I can hear the slight differences when they're talking about like a Bristol versus the Essex versus like where half of them are from. But like, ask me to point to a map where they're from. I'd be like, I don't know. It's a tiny island.
It's small. It's really small. I mean, can I say I thought of you this week? So I was visiting my family in shitty North Carolina, and some small shitty theater there is putting up a production of Wicked. And I said,
how big are the rights?
it might be not the smallest, shittiest one, but I think the production would probably suck ass comparably. You know, when there's like a community center where they built right where a park used to be, literally, like literally, and they're doing Wicked there. And I was like, damn, I would love
honestly,
to hate watch this.
You should have got a ticket. You should have got a ticket and gone.
I know. Well,
the craziest part is I'm in New York right now and I almost extended my trip one day because Wicked opens the day after I leave.
Oh my God. Do they?
And I was like, is it worth it? Is it really worth it?
How many times have you seen Wicked on a stage?
I've seen it on Broadway once and twice with a touring cast. Uh-huh. And here's the thing, is I don't even like Wicked that much.
I can't.
I just keep seeing it. I just keep seeing it.
You're going to hate me for this. I've never seen it.
Leave meeting.
I know. I've seen the moments, the online moments. I've seen, you know, Defying Gravity. I get that. But I haven't seen it. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's one of those things that I feel like a year ago I would be upset with that. But it's like our time is so precious. Then maybe don't waste that 3 hours on.
And honey, I gotta watch Wife Swap. That's what I need to spend.
Oh my God, now that is having a real resurgence right now.
It really is. It's on Hulu.
Yes. Okay, did you see the family that got murdered by the son?
What?
Okay, look it up. I don't know all the details because it's I only gleaned what I got from a TikTok. But there's one family on Wife Swap where one of the kids like murdered both of the parents.
I wonder.
Wife Swap happened years and years and years ago, and then like after
Jacob Stockdale. Okay.
And apparently it was like the mom was super strict, and the mom that came in was like, something bad's gonna happen to this family. Like,
I wonder if it's
these
on
kids
Hulu.
Aren't even allowed to have emotions.
Whoa. Okay, season 4, episode 14. Okay, work. Now I'm going to see if that's on Hulu. Wow, this is some real detective shit. This, which, by the way, love Demon Twink. I know we talk about all the gay investigative series y'all do on Sloppy Seconds. I just want to say, love gay true crime.
Well, now we're coming for your gig, and we're doing a Dragula review because the new season of Dragula is
good. Because I was gonna say, first of all, good, great, love, come for every gig, and I was gonna say there's so many. I'm not gonna. Well, there's no way we can cover them all. Like I'm gonna have to choose. I'm gonna have to be like, sorry, Canada, you can't come to safety with us. You have to stay in the motherland. You know
what are you? You gotta stay up north. Now, how are you picking? Are you just gonna go based off like
arbitrary? Yeah, okay. Arbitrary. I saw the announcement for Italia, and I thought it seems like it's going to be very interesting.
You said maybe season 2 will swing around.
Yeah, maybe we'll swing around. I did think it was funny that they were like, the biggest thing the host of Drag Race Italy has done was she was on Grease Has Talent. And then I saw her Grease Has Talent little appearance, and I said, where?
Ooh! Where is the talent?
Where?
She was just covered in grease. No, I looked at, there's a picture that they posted on Wow Presents or whatever, mm-hmm. and it's like her eyes are covered.
Jawline.
Just her lip.
Jawline.
It's just a hard jaw and
girl.
That lip that has like white powder in the center. And I was like, I know that feeling of like when your lip is so dry, but you're like, it's part of drag. It looks bad. That's what I'm going
to
say.
See, that's what I want to get to, and I'm dancing around. It was not a promo picture because I was like, oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Or it was like whoever she picked like to take it mm-hmm. is not a good friend.
No.
They didn't say, throw some gloss on that lip, honey.
Right? I mean, or, you know, give us some filter. Put a little filter on it.
Love a filter. Just started getting into filters.
Yes. Which on,
I think
on,
I like it.
Which app do you use? Is there an app? Do we use an app?
No, I send it to someone to do it.
Oh, work. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, babes, we're not here to talk about this.
We're going
to
get into the show. We're going to talk about these girls.
Let's talk about a proper laugh. Oh, God.
Before we start, can I ask a question? Because
yes, of
I
course.
Watched a 22-minute video
yes.
where they were all interviewed quickly. Is that what we're talking
that's
about?
That's what I saw. Because, that's exactly what I saw.
Okay, because in the American ones, each girl got like a 15-minute interview. And
America?
They were long and they were boring.
Too much.
And they were unedited.
This was everything I needed and still sometimes too much. I didn't need any more than what I saw from them. This is what I saw.
Yes. Absolutely. Some of them I was like, tone it down, bitch.
Yeah. It's just like, and some of them I was like, say something. You have to say something right now. You have to say something interesting.
One of them just barked. One of them did 12 different animal barks.
Yes, yes, yes. I believe that was Scarlet
Harlot.
Yep. She barked. She barked. Well, we're going to try to, dare we peg them and peg them? Dare we?
Already?
I don't know. I thought we peg them and peg them. No. Well, we'll talk about each of them and then you tell me where you peg them and where you peg them.
Okay. I prefer that because I need to hear what your opinion is on them.
Okay. Great. Okay. Great. So you want me, we do it as we go through or we talk about them all and then peg them?
Let's talk about them all and then peg them.
Beautiful.
Right? How do you normally do it? This is your show.
I don't give a shit. I don't care. You know, this is not my show. This belongs to the internet. Drag her belongs, just like Drag Race, belongs to the internet. It does not belong to me. Okay.
It belongs to Twitter. Okay.
Girl. Okay. Well, I'm excited you guys are going to talk about Dragula. That's really fun. Okay.
It should be fun.
Kitty Scott Claus is the first gal I see, and I think she's pretty cute. She's an Essex gal, right? Essex, yes. Bitch?
I think she said Essex.
I love it. You know, when she gave me the felt tip pen impression, I was like...
she says she's from London.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the felt tip pen.
That's pretty funny.
Right off the bat, I'm glad that they started with her because it was like her energy was high. She is hilarious. And I want to see her perform now. Like, I'm drawn to her.
I think that was very much on purpose. I think that was... Yes. She was put at the top of the queue. She's the queen you put in the workroom entrance first. You're like, I don't... Even alone, she'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. I think she's gorgeous. She looks a lot like, do you follow Brooklyn Drag? She gives me baby love
Ooh,
vibes.
Yes. I mean, honestly, I don't say this just because she's a big gal. She has a very gorgeous Darien Lake-esque beat.
Yes.
I will say I have no idea if her impersonations are good because they were so British.
They were so British, and it was only British people. And I thought the joke was that they were all the same impression. But I don't know if that's
no
true
clue. Or
if I just like couldn't tell the difference.
She was like, and this is my impression of Paisley St. Hicks. I'm like, okay, maybe. I don't know who the hell that bitch is.
And then she would just drop it to a lower register. Oh, my God. Okay. I would like to peg her because I feel confident
in saying that
she is going to be third place.
Wow.
She's top three.
I love that.
She has to be.
I love her. I think she's adorable. I'll peg her fourth, and I would peg her in a very busy yogurt land. That's where I would. Yeah, so I'm going to peg her fourth.
Oh, I would peg her in the back of a Sephora.
No.
Because I'd want her to give me makeup tips beforehand.
Right.
And then really get my engine going. And then I'd rail her.
It's easy. Okay.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Okay. Yeah, I like her. She's pretty fun. Yeah, work. I don't know. Yeah, she's cute. And you know what? Her look. I think I like her look. I'm looking at her look now.
I love her look.
It was like a pink and purple stripe. I can share my screen if you want.
I remember it because it's like the latex corseted thing.
Yep.
She knows her body, which I really, really like in a bigger girl. Because you got to know like your shape and what you're doing. And she's giving full shape. And a lot of times with the UK queens, they don't pad or they don't wear tits or anything. But
right.
She's like giving it to us.
She's giving it. We need it. You know a lot of UK queens. Like you've been over there a lot.
Yeah.
I got to say, you go.
No, I have nothing more to say. I love British drag because it is so different. But this is like slowly as these seasons are going on, you can see the American influence in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've all decided that UK is our favorite after America, right? Like that's just
absolutely.
The fact.
Especially after season two of UK. That was an incredible drag.
That was incredible. That was such a treat. And can you believe, I can't even believe we watched it while we watched 13. Like, what the fuck, dude? That was crazy.
They were really trying to sweep 13 under the rug, weren't they?
I guess. I mean, you're saying you didn't like 13? Are you saying you didn't like 13?
I never said that. I never said that out loud. Maybe I felt it. Wait, which one was 13? Was that Simone? No,
yeah.
13 was good. 12
yeah,
was not
I liked
good.
13.
11 and 12 I didn't like.
See, I liked 12. I really did. I thought it was just doo-dooed by, you know, that the beast who shall not be named. Like
the,
I like
the wild goose woman.
The wild. You know, the everyone's favorite Tamron Hall guest. That one.
She deleted her Instagram. We could talk for hours about her. I am still so confused.
God, I had to stop watching Tamron Hall because I was such a big Tamron Hall fan, and then I had to just drop off. I couldn't support her anymore.
Gotta quit.
Gotta quit.
What's so funny was I was at the airport yesterday, and Tamron Hall was on TV, and I was like, "So this is a real TV show." It was like my first time hearing of it.
Yeah, it truly feels like a fake talk show from 30 Rock. It does. Not feel real. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's talk about Charity Case. Charity Case.
Oh.
Holy shit. She's my winner. She's who I love. Sorry about it.
I've been following Charity Case for years.
Me too.
I have
Me
been
too.
Like obsessed with their work and then seeing it be put on the Drag Race stage, which is like huge. There
agree.
Was like talks of her almost being on Dragula season 3.
I mean, her looks are horrifying. Like
they're if you guys don't look at Charity Case's stuff, like you have to go look at it because it's next level. It's beyond beautiful and horrifying all at the same time.
When I agree. When I, because I've followed her for a couple years now, and I would send her shit around to friends and just be like, this will keep you up at night and also make you shablam. Like, it has that incredible bothness. It is art in the highest. It is, it embarrasses horror movies. Like, it makes horror movies look fucking boring when you see the shit she turns out.
And then to see that she has, because I've never really spoken to her, to see that she has an incredible personality.
Yeah.
That she's like really funny and can make fun of herself and like tried to do a bunch of puns that were failing, but like committed to it so hard. I was like, this is great. This is a competitor. I would put her, I mean, honestly, I hope she wins.
She's my winner.
She's my winner.
Which is what scares me. which is why I fear she won't win, because I love her. You know what I mean? Like, she's...
Oh, true.
You know, she's, like, almost too good, where they'll be like, no, 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 we're going
to
take you
out. No, we're going to give it to this 19-year-old.
Exactly, exactly.
We're going to pull an Aquaria this season.
Girl.
No, but I would peg her, to me... And I know she probably won't, but I would peg her my winner, and then I would let her peg me in the back of a Spirit Halloween with, like, the little censor ghosts that come and pop out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I could just be like, oh, yeah. Ah!
She's my winner, and I would peg her in an Invisalign pop-up kiosk at the mall.
Is that a joke about her bad teeth?
Oh!
Is that a British teeth joke? Actually, to be
maybe
honest, all these girls have good teeth.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we have a lot of trade this season. Here we go. Here's the trade conversation. How do you feel about there being so many trade-worthy boys on this season? Is it a stunt?
You know what? I haven't looked at any of them.
There's a lot of them.
I'm sure they're all, I mean, just based on like how beautiful they all are, I'm sure that they're all trade.
There's a couple of them.
Ella Vidae,
she's a hot little.
Said that she is the tradiest one of them.
Yeah, for me, it's between Ella and Anubis. Anubis is fucking cute and 19.
There's some youngies on. You know, I think that to be honest, they're making a TV show. And if you want people to be interested,
they have
to be hot.
There you go.
And I think that there's a tendency to think that, oh my God, am I going to say it out loud? Yeah, I always get on here and then start talking shit. I think there's a tendency to believe that British people are all weird looking, like Veronica. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
But like, they're hot. So they're going to show it off.
There's some real sneaky hots in there. Look, I'm here for it. It's been happening. Gone are the days. I just miss the old Drag Race days when you turned on the screen and you saw Chad Michael and you went, oh my God. Oh, okay. It's going to be okay.
That chin. Or I miss that. They were just like, there was like maybe five teeth between two girls. Like there used to be like some really messy mouths on that show.
And you used to be like, is that Alucard? No, that is not. No. That's not Dracula's twin. No, that is a Drag Race contestant. Work.
Yeah. I'm excited to have something interesting to look at, because season one, mm-hmm. they were a weird looking group out of drag. And who's next?
And oh, actually first, I feel like taking a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break. Ooh, we're talking Scarlet Harlot. This bitch she talks faster than a treadmill on 20. This girl. I like it.
I like her. There's something weird. There's something dark in her. I can feel it. Something about her doesn't sit right with me. But other than that, she looked gorgeous. She had probably one of the best looks, like the most tailored looks to her body.
It's nice. She's got this gorgeous royal red sash, the sort of balloon sleeve, Sleeping Beauty. She's got some Maleficent curly hair going up.
Oh, yeah. She's got that new sculpted hair with, like, rhinestones on it.
Yes.
She was the one who was barking.
Yeah, she was barking. She was barking. And I love her, unless I hate her. That's
where I'm at with her. She's that girl.
That's going to be what happens.
She's that girl.
She's going to start.
She's popular in high school.
Right. You're going to be like, I love you unless I hate you. And that's what's going to happen in the whole season.
But what kind of queen do you think that she is? Do you think she's like a look queen or a performer queen? Or like, what is she serving?
She's talking about her TV credits a whole lot. So I'm guessing. Well,
okay. She talked about two movies that she was in. And one of them, I was literally like, I've never heard of that. It was she was in the Elton John movie.
Uh-huh.
And she was in, I can't remember the other one.
I can't remember.
The Ab Fab movie. She played a jacket in the Ab Fab movie.
Right.
And I do kind of remember that, but they weren't speaking roles.
I wonder what kind of
queen. So she's the featured extra queen. She'll be in the background of every scene.
You knew I would kill the background, and you didn't give me that part. You knew I would, and you didn't give me that part. And you know what?
You know I can't read.
I wonder, she feels very, I'll peg her 8th. She's right in the middle for me. I think she'll fuck up. I think she'll fuck up on something. Cause she might be like a Valentina where it's just like, oh, I can't be bothered to apply myself. I'm talented, but I can't be bothered to actually learn the words.
Okay.
So I'm going to peg her 8.
See, I feel like they were going to push her through, but I'm looking at the full cast right now. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to put her probably 8th or 9th. Like, I think that it'll be a big upset when she goes home, but I don't think it'll be too far into the season.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll play some plinky plonk music and they'll show her the door. And I will peg her in the basement from The Conjuring because it's fun.
I want to peg her. Something's really giving me, like, in a movie theater. Uh-huh. Where she's like on screen and then we both come for her like 5 seconds on screen at the exact same time.
Yeah, she's teeny too. So you can just pop her. You could pop her right on top of your lap and still watch the movie, I think.
Yeah, spin her around a few times. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. She doesn't give me winner energy, even in her interview, because all of these are filmed, you know, after this whole season is filmed. And she just seems like she was just happy to be there.
I hate when you can tell. You can always tell. And I hate when you can tell when someone's just like, I am coming for the crown. You're like, are you? Are you?
It's like, I tried my hardest.
And to their credit, yeah, of course. How could you be good at this weird specific challenge they set up for you where they said, the acting challenge is make me cry, but make me laugh, but also do a great Meryl Streep impression.
Yeah, tell us a story that's full of trauma, but Ross Matthews is going to give you comedy notes on it.
I can't. They got them really good. They got, just like this season, I mean, there was a couple in All-Stars, but I'm trying to think the one that was the biggest trick to me was maybe the show-up queen, right? Remember, they were like, look, it's a dance challenge.
Yes, show-up queen was a, wait.
Trick. Was that the trick? Oh, no. Drag Tots was the trick. Drag Tots was the... The fucking...
Drag Tots was make a costume and tell us and create a full character and right. write a story for them.
But make it funny, but also why does it matter?
Here's the thing though. I didn't, and we talked about this, and it's why I didn't help review it on earlier episodes. I didn't really watch the season much as I watched clips of parts that people told me were good.
Sure. Yeah, well, why not? Why would you?
So I think the one that gave them the most challenge... And the only episode that I really watched was the Side Hustle episode.
Oh my God, that was so long ago. Oh my God, what even happened? Yes.
Eureka was like yes, a demon on a bed.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And Trinity, yeah, Tuck It. Love it.
Tuck
yeah.
It. Bucket. Tuck yeah, it. Was a bucket. Mess.
It was a mess. I loved it. I did love it. All hail Kylie Sonique Love. What a winner. I live.
Current reigning.
Very excited about that. Are we not?
I am too. She's so gorgeous and like, what a glow up. What to go from being like ninth place on season of season that no one remembers to literally being the All-Stars winner and joining the Hall of Fame.
So worthy. Love it. So gaggy. She was the best drag queen. I live.
Hope she's on Jimmy Kimmel soon.
Make her act up. As long as they don't make us watch that Brady Bunch thing ever again. You didn't watch that, did you? Where they did a drag Brady Bunch episode.
Bad.
Honestly, it was goddamn awful in every way, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Vanity
the
Milan!
Moving right on.
What are you going to say?
Nothing. It wasn't going to be nice, so let's just keep pumping, fish.
Damn it! Vanity Milan. I love when you say hateful shit. London.
It was just that all of them did makeup that was like small and for the character that they were doing.
Right.
And then Bianca Del Rio showed up in full clown.
Yes.
So she like stuck out like a sore thumb because her acting doesn't involve listening to anybody else ever.
Right.
And then she also looked insane compared to the rest of them.
And they did the script verbatim, which shocked me in the worst way. I'm like, no. Add drag jokes.
What do you think that was? Why do you think they would do it exactly?
No fucking clue. I maybe it was a rights issue. Maybe it was a Paramount thing.
Don't you feel like VH1 or Paramount literally owns the rights and has the ability to like change that?
No clue.
I don't know.
But the fact they didn't keep the script and insert like 20 jokes in the episode, just 20 drag-ish jokes, that would have been it. And they said, no, thank you. We'll just do it verbatim. Great. Vanity Milan.
Well, moving along.
Moving on. Woo! She's from South London. She is gorgeous. Our only black queen, I am saying with my eyeballs, I think she's gorgeous. I love her. And I wish we had more visible POC on this season.
There are so many black queens.
Uh-huh.
In the UK.
Uh-huh.
There are more than just like five or six, like there's a bunch of them. So, and I don't know anything about Vanity. She's only been doing drag for a year.
Right.
Is what she said. But, and she's probably incredible and like there's no doubt about that. But there like could be more representation and also someone who's a little bit more experienced. Because hers was the first interview that I was like, this girl doesn't know how to talk. They're really pulling it out of her.
Fuck. I hate that you're right. I mean, yeah, I wrote down worried for her.
mm-hmm. Because I don't see it going well. I feel like, but here's the thing, is that she kind of has to go to top three. They can't send her home first.
No, they'll send her home middle-ish. They'll send her home middle-ish, which sucks. I hate it.
And then it'll be all the white girls.
All the white girls and all the white passing people who claim to be from somewhere interesting. Here's what's interesting. Let's get into it. We are both half bad white, but I think people experience us as POCs.
Yes, absolutely. But I've had the white experience.
Ooh, yummy. But it's interesting. It's like, how do we feel? It sucks. Like, I feel for these white passing POC queens because I don't want to invalidate their experience, but it's hard for me to not crave more melanin. Is that wrong? Yeah. Am I a bad person?
No. But it's also that I want it to be deserved.
Uh-huh.
I don't want just them to pick random queens of color to put on the show because they're like, we have a quota to fill. I want them to find the best queens of color.
I agree.
And, you know, it could be the situation where maybe a lot of them just didn't audition this year.
Maybe.
I know that's happened for other shows where they're like, we had to reach out and a lot of them were like, no, I'm not ready.
I also heard a rumor that filming this season was brutal and that they filmed episodes.
They filmed
in like a day.
A full episode every day.
That's
isn't
insane.
That and some of the girls were getting injured and they were like, sorry, we have to film this episode. So they were performing like injured.
This season won't be as good as season two, right? Like how?
No. I think how? They did that. I heard that it was because Rue had another thing that she needed to do. And
damn.
She usually like, I mean, season two just ended.
Yeah, just
so like it's kind of crazy that this one's already coming out.
It's crazy. Lawrence Chaney's reign will probably be the shortest in Drag Race history. That sucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they need to calm down. This is too much. This is too much Drag Race back to back to back. I'm sad that the queens had to film whole episodes in a day. I'm sure it was grueling. I'm sure we'll hear more as the season comes out. But these poor girls can't say a damn thing because of their contracts.
I peg her 12th.
Oh,
what if she goes home first?
I'll peg her.
That's what
her.
I want for her.
That's what you want for her. I'll peg her 10th. And I will peg her. You know what? I want her to peg me. I'll make her. I'll request she pegs me. I'm going to request she pegs me in my childhood bedroom.
Okay. Well, I do know that she's married. She mentioned that in her interview. So uh-huh. I would like to be pegged by her and her husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In that humble British flat, I'd like to do it overseas.
Yeah, you
I'd like
fancy
to be in their
it?
House.
You fancy a trio?
You want to do a London Bridge?
Oh, we love Faggy here. We fucking love Faggy. I don't like Fergie, and that's neither here nor there.
And that, well, neither do I. I mean, what is she up to?
I
could talk about Fergie all day. One of my friends set his phone alarm to be the sound of her doing that cartwheel where she was like, You know the video I'm talking about?
I have seen that, but I would set, I mean, how do you not make your ringtone her singing the national anthem? And the red glare.
Listen,
what?
She tried something. She tried to do a jazzy standard, and it didn't go her way.
It did not work. It did not
and
work.
Then she peed her pants.
Now she's iconic
she's
again.
She's not good on
I'm
stage.
Back. She's not good on stage. And the fact that, like, she's not a good, I don't think she's a good performer.
Was it just because she was like the voice of in Black Eyed Peas?
Yes.
That like we were all like, okay, we'll take it, I guess.
Yes. And she was tiny and white and everyone said, ooh, 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 I love Just Like Us. Ooh, that white experience. Yum, yum, ooh. Yum, yum, yum.
But I don't think she's full white. She might be like us. She's a little half something, I think. She's
okay.
tan.
Yeah, maybe. Look, I do not want to invalidate her experience, but let's talk about Theresa May.
Listen, now let's talk about someone's experience I would like to invalidate. Theresa, get off my screen. I'm just kidding.
Do you know this bitch?
No, but I did learn how to turn subtitles on YouTube just to understand what she was saying.
You fuck. I understood her.
I couldn't. But I think also once I put the subtitles on, she was referencing like an accent. But so she was doing a British accent with her accent.
Right.
And then like making fun of a Leeds accent. So there was like three hoops that I had to jump through to understand.
Girl, but just referenced like, this last week. She's given you a Madame Lequeer British accent.
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say. That's I was like, this is Madame Lequeer, but with way better makeup. She seems really fun and spunky. And like, I hope maybe she gives us a little bit of like chaotic energy.
She is. Yeah, she's chaotic. She's clearly chaotic. I would peg her 12th on, or first out. Wow, I think there's 12 queens. Is there 12 queens? I'm pegging her 12th. I'm having a hard time seeing the fantasy.
I would like to see her get into a fight with someone, so I'm going to peg her 11th.
Love that for us. Yeah.
Like, give her one extra episode to really get into it with Kitty or something.
Her look confused me. Yeah, I would love to see a fight. Look,
she was
she's
like a matador, right?
She was a matador, but then her hair was so strange. Like, such a mom got sucked into the bowling ball machine kind of wig.
It is a you know what it is? It's definitely shaped. And it is a shape that I have never seen before for hair. I don't quite understand why it's pointing at me like I did something. You know what I mean? It's being like, hey, you.
You.
But I did really like the costume. I understand not understanding it, but like I loved the frilly train. And it was mm-hmm. like, I don't know. It was really pretty to me. But mm-hmm. I also have really bad taste.
Girl. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't get it, but I like the colors. I like the colors. I'll give her that. Interesting. Yeah, the makeup was scary to me. I don't know.
It was very large. I'd like to know how long she's been doing drag.
Right. It's either forever or a week. No in between. You know what I mean? No in between. I'm going to guess closer to forever. But
she looks like she's been in the game for a while. I'm like on her thing trying to figure out how long she's been doing drag.
I like her point of view, and there's been some stupid people online saying like you should do Drag Race España. Like, shut the fuck up, you people, shut up.
Wait, why would she do that? She doesn't live in España. She doesn't
girl,
live over there.
People are racist, and people have been like, no, if you are repping Valencia, you should be in Drag Race Spain. And it's just like, no, 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 no. She is a citizen of the UK. People can be from everywhere and live in a country. Shut up. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to attack her uncle energy. That's what we're attacking. We're not talking about her nationality.
Uncle energy?
Yes. Yes. She has
Oh my God, you're so right. It is very much like, oh, there's crazy Uncle Ed.
Big Uncle
Ed. Doing whatever
energy.
He's going to do.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, I like him. I like him. Okay, and
she's
I
not
would.
Harming anyone.
No, she's not harming nobody. I will peg her. Am I going to peg her? You know, I guess I would peg her at the family reunion, but not a family reunion of either of our families.
You got to go to someone else's. You got a family reunion crash.
Yes, and then fuck at that reunion.
I got very like Seach's public sex on a beach with her.
Ooh.
Like, I feel like she would be very enthusiastic and like she could really give it to you.
Oh my God. I love those porn
clips.
With
that big ol' uncle dick.
I love gay sex beach porn clips. Can we talk about it?
They're really out there just getting sand in their bussies and their little boochie caps. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I do love that, like, there's always gay men looking at, like voyeurs looking at them excited, but also bored. They're always like,
and respectful. They're not going to come over. They're just kind of like thinking about, should I make a move? Should I not?
Yeah.
No, I won't. Well, you know, me and Dipper, like always on our podcast, we always talk about public sex because like he does it all the time. And I just think like
that.
I just think like how crazy, because when people walk by, my initial instinct would be like instant shame. Uh-huh. Or like, I gotta hide. But some people are like, please keep watching, but don't touch.
Right. I think
have you ever had sex in public? Are you and your man doing that?
Oh, No, I try to. He don't like it. But one time I did, with a boyfriend in college. This is wild. A boyfriend of mine in college who happened to be black was like, I would like for you to blow me on this Confederate statue.
And you had to do that for your country. You had to do that.
And thank God the statue's gone now, but at my old university, there was a statue called Silent Sam, which is some fucking Confederate soldier bastard piece of shit. And that was our form of protest. So, yeah, I think sex in public could be fun and naughty, but I haven't done a ton of it.
Well, here's to you do. Now I'm fully. Hey everyone, I'm fully laying down now. Good. I like could not be bothered. Okay, what's
next? Crystal Versace. Okay, this bitch. Crystal, this is the 19-year-old.
Oh, I had to watch this one twice. I had to watch this one twice.
Tell me, just to understand what she was saying, Miss the Crystal Versace.
No,
from
I just
Kent.
Got bored.
Ooh,
I got
same.
Bored.
Same.
But I'm gonna peg her like probably winning. Because she's like a little 19-year-old. She's fashion. She was doing makeup when she was like a little kid. I'm sure there's some sort of trauma there.
Reading your 12-year-old drag career is Gen Z in the worst way. I'm like, wow, that triggers me.
I don't love it. But she was another one where I was like, the personality's not there, but I'm sure she bucks. Like, I'm sure she throws down when it's time to perform.
Little triggered. Yeah, maybe you're right. You're right. She better buck. She says she can buck. I'm triggered when she talks about her Greekness and her, being of Cypriot heritage. I don't know. She wasn't saying opa correctly.
She just kept on saying, okay, I was about to ask.
She wasn't.
In the subtitles, it kept on saying
oba.
Something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, is she saying it correctly? Like, I've seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and
Thank
I'm
you.
Pretty sure that lady said it a little different.
Here's why I'm just triggered by this. It felt like they were like, queens, say what country you're from so everyone doesn't think we only like brought the whitest queens in the world. And I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
That's it. And that was that triggered me in a whole separate way because they're like covering their asses. I hated that.
But also, it wasn't even like she was referring to herself as being super Greek. Like, she said, yes, I'm part Greek, but it was mostly like her referring to her Greek grandmother. So even in her mind, she's not Greek. She's like, my
basic.
Grandma is, but
basic.
I'm not.
And it was basic. Opa. It was so Opa. Basic. It's like you're saying, My Big Fat Greek Wedding came out 20 years ago, and you're going to scream up at me and pretend like I'm interested? Girl, I'm bored. I can't. I'll peg her six.
But unfortunately, I'm pretty sure she wins. I have a feeling. This is not, I don't know anything about the show. I don't know any behind the scenes tea. It gives me such strong Aquarietes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's going to win.
I'm going to peg her six because I think they'll be like, this week is about expressing your emotions. And she'll be like, where? She'll be like, I don't know what that is.
She'll be like, oppa!
And they'll be like, no, girl, that's not what we asked for. That's not what we asked for. I'll peg her sixth, and I will peg her inside the Walmart at the weird little Debbie display.
Oh!
Public.
I would take this little twink to like a... what is that thing? Build-A-Bear workshop. And be like, here you go. I'm not going to have sex with you, but I want you to have this toy.
She can stuff the toy while you stuff her. That's great.
No, I'm not going near that little Greek opa.
Opa.
That oba. She can say oboes.
Oboe. I'm so Greek. Victoria Scone. Beautiful, queer female making Drag Race history. What? Talk on it. Speak on it.
Oh, I guess I should have said she was going to win. That would make more sense.
That could
she
be
probably
the gag.
Will win because she's like, she even said she gives major theater kid energy, but like the theater kid that everyone wanted to be friends with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she just is a bright, shining star, and you can see it already.
Yes.
And I'm not just saying that because she's biologically female. There's something about drag that she gets that the other girls don't get.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I'm excited to see her point of view. I think it's going to be fresh. And if I don't like her, I'm saying if I don't like her, I want it to be for the right reasons.
I want it to be for her like being bad at drag. or like not competing well.
Or but being unfunny.
Something about her. Yeah. But I just feel like she's probably funny. And she said that like the people that raised her in drag were like the old British queens. So yeah. She has the youth and the ability to like style herself young and be like the new wave of drag, but has her roots in old school drag, which is like,
I love her look.
To me, way better drag. Yeah.
And her look is completely sickening and unique. I'm like, okay, you're giving me what you're giving me a point of view here.
Yes. She also, yeah. What I like about her is that she's wearing drag makeup. Like it's big. It's almost like divine. I'm like looking at a female divine. Also that look, like she's in a fitted suit and it fits her well. She
it's
doesn't
hot.
Look like store-bought. I love it.
I love her. I'm really excited. I hope she doesn't let me down. I'm very excited. But I don't think she will. She seems just like smart and interesting and unique and in a good way, like above it. You know what I mean? Like she's like, she's kind of like, oh, as opposed to most, unfortunately, most contestants enter being like, the fans will love me. And, you know, of course the fans are toxic and racist. But she's like, oh, the fans are gonna say horrible things and that has nothing to do with me. It's not, none of my business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I like that she said, like, a lot of people call her AFAB, but she's like, I'm just a drag queen.
Right. Right. It's
like,
time.
She's not trying to, like, label herself. I don't know. Can I move Crystal Versace down to fourth and then put Victoria in first?
Yes. No one's even keeping tally.
Oh, okay, good. Because then I would like to peg Victoria Scone at a tuck shop in the UK.
Oh where my we God! You're having a
hamburgers.
Peg in? Yes.
We're gonna have a peg in.
Yeah, I'll
we'd
peg.
Get the British version of an American hamburger, which is very different. And we would eat those while we fuck.
Okay, I'll peg her third. And I'll peg her in a proper chippery, yeah? A proper fishing chippery. this is stupid. Yeah, I love her. I think she'll do great things. And yeah, we'll see. Work. Electra fans, bitch. What you think of this sort of, I love that she called herself Lisa Simpson.
Lisa Simpson.
I was like, funny.
I didn't love the look.
You're going to base it a little bit on that. I'm with you. I agree. The look was like fine. And it was, yeah, it felt like it's like almost a Halloween or parts of it felt like a Halloween costume.
Like it looked like half a Halloween costume and half of a gown that she bought at a store.
Yep.
And the personality wasn't winning me over, but I liked her. Am I clipping or is that?
No, you're good. It's probably me. She said she's from Dagenham East. No clue. No clue what that means.
No clue. Not a fucking clue what that means. But is she the one who said that there's not really a drag scene there, so she gets to create her own style of drag? No, that was River.
Well, she's done stuff in the West End. She said that.
She's the West End girl?
She said she's a West End bitch. I'll tell you who.
I think maybe this look is just such a strong look, even though it's wrong. It's strong and wrong. It's such a thing that I like cannot get a hint at what I'm going to see from her in this season.
I think she's the villain. I think she's the villain. I'm just basing this off a hunch. I don't know. I don't know if she does great, but she says horrible things and I'm here for that.
If she's the villain, then I'm her best friend because I like listening to people say shitty stuff. I'm gonna peg her like seventh or fifth or something. She gets like halfway through, maybe.
I'm gonna peg her 11th.
Like, oh, wow.
I just don't, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the energy. I'm not feeling it.
You're not seeing that for her.
I'm not seeing this vision. I'll peg her 11th personally. And I would do it in a costume rental shop that stinks like fucking shit.
I would do it at Universal Studios in the Simpsons world. But she has to wear that wig.
And she has to do
and then when
best,
we're done, we'll
Lisa.
Go get one of those big old donuts.
Yes. Oh, I want one of those.
Why is mine are always like, I would like to do an activity and get
I mean, that's heaven. Heaven. Do you believe in eating before sex or it doesn't matter to you?
Uh, like a couple hours before, I guess.
Or like eating right after. You know what I mean? Like
eating right after, I'm okay with. I can't.
That's my dream.
Full.
No, I don't want to fuck full. My dream
the
is
right after, because then I'm like, ooh, a snack. Yum 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 yum.
You know what me and my boyfriend do, and I highly recommend. It's called beating the clock. You hit request on your Postmates, and you have a 45 to 55 minute window to fuck, and it's great. And when you're done, food. Highly recommend.
Oh my God, I'm going to try that with Michael.
Beat the cock, beat the clock. I'm telling you, it's great.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, it is so nice because you're like, we have to do this, we want to do this, and we get rewarded immediately after.
Oh, instant gratification. I love that. Oh.
I recommend.
Getting a pizza. Ooh, I might order a pizza right now. I gotta get
yum. You're in New York. New York.
I'll wait.
Hell of a day, yeah. Oh,
I
this
did
bitch.
Have to.
Oh, I'm wrong. She's the West End bitch. I'm wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay,
I'm
but
wrong.
She was
I'm
also
wrong.
Low energy, too.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, though. Beautiful wig. Gorgeous. Gorgeous presentation. But low energy.
Low energy. Maybe she's just used to being so hot that she's fine.
I think hers was one that, oh yeah, she was the one talking about how she's trade.
This is also a possible villain. There's a
and
lot of
she
villain
was like,
energy.
I'm hot out of drag. Would me out of drag fuck me in drag? That's a gross question. It's like, play along. We're trying to have a fun time.
I don't see me liking her, but I see her making it at least halfway through, if not farther.
Oh, for sure. I give her like probably like sixth place or something.
Yep, I'm like fifth. I'm feeling the Derek Barry fantasy where she's like, she's living for herself. And
but even if she's fifth, I don't think they're gonna give her the fifth place treatment, which is usually fifth place is Miss Congeniality. Mm-hmm. I feel like if anything, Kitty Scott Claus is either gonna win or get Miss Congeniality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm worried. Maybe she'll prove me wrong. But yeah, this sort of like lack of any shame, lack of shame triggers me. Like it's like have like a drop of shame because then I know you're like kind of a real person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a drop. I'll peg her fifth.
Do you think it's delusion?
Girl.
Is she feeling the fantasy? Is she convincing herself?
Convince yourself. I mean, word to Jinx Monsoon. I don't know. I can't tell. I mean, this look is pretty good. I like the color palette.
The look is really good, but like at the end of the day, it's like this is also a competition based on like what you can deliver. And if her only real talent set is like because she wasn't really delivering jokes in her thing. If all mm-hmm. she can really do is just act really well and look pretty, these girls are going to eat her up.
Girl.
These girls have like more personality in their left thumb than she had.
Yeah, but British people sometimes trick you because British people sometimes are like funny and hot and you're like, go to hell. Like they're kind of well-adjusted and hot. I don't know. She's a mystery to me, but I'm going to say fifth. And I guess I will peg her in a very unpopular movie. Like, I'm going to copy you. I want to go to a movie that's like in its eighth week and you know no one's in the theater. That's where I'll peg her.
I just saw her out of drag and I would let
you're here.
Them do anything to me.
Okay. It's very twunky. Very twunky little twunky
it's
little
very
person.
Twunky. It's like a small little white man. It's
a small little white man.
I bet he's short. Okay. Oh, and he's wearing these tank tops. I gotta. Oh my God. Okay,
you're
but then
really
there's one really
I was
creepy
about to say,
one
you
where
went,
he's in it.
You went slack jawed like aliens just entered
know,
the
my
orbit.
My mouth is watering. Okay. So
I hate.
And you know what? I hate it too. So
I hate
I'm
it.
Gonna,
it triggers me.
Why do you get to be hot and pretty? Okay. So yeah I'd say the same. I'd put them in the middle, I guess, because they're hot.
That part.
Although,
okay.
No, send them home eighth. I hope there's an early acting challenge and she bombs.
Oh, what a dream for us all. Anubis, 19, Egyptian, partially Egyptian, ? From Brighton. Okay, what do we think?
Now, that is a different accent. In Brighton, there is a different accent.
Really?
I think that they're going to be really fun and entertaining. They're young.
They're young, and they're also hot. Look it up right now. Anubis out of drag. Very hot, very cute. And you immediately see it is a hot, gorgeous little tasty Pop-Tart.
The tattoo. Anula! La! Oh my gosh. And Chorizo Funk. What is her name?
Chorizo Funk? Teresa May? Oh yes. Chorizo Funk is a
DJ in Austin. Yeah. He's cute too.
Very cute. Anubis is cute. I think this is the person that
I wanna suck his cock clean off his body.
Truly.
Okay, I have to stop.
No, never stop. That. This is a cock where you just like, sometimes you don't even suck. You just like put it in your mouth and you're just like, I wonder how long I can just keep it there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just like,
will it melt like an M&M? Who knows?
You just got to break that shell, mama.
But I'm also looking at more pictures of Anubis that are like insane. All these, there's a picture of her in a sculpted wig and a green fuzzy thing. I think it's her Twitter profile.
Okay.
And that is a more impressive look than the one we saw. The thing that she's wearing.
Yeah, the purple one she brought was not good. I was like, oh, you're a mess. Like, it kind of...
It looked unfinished. It looked like it needed to be, like, stoned some more. And
messy.
Like, steam.
Yeah, and it was not focused. It was like all over the place, and I was like, "Huh." It was Pirates of the Caribbean background actor, and it was like not good.
And the top half doesn't really match the bottom half. It looks like she just like bought a whole roll of fabric and was like, "I gotta use it." Oh, and the gloves with the weird fingies. Maybe she's like trying to be something.
I'm going to be
a reference I'm
crazy.
Not
I have no clue. I'm going to be crazy and put her second. And I'm crazy. I'm getting a Pearl vibe from this of like, they love her. They want to see her naked. They want the fans to love her. They're taking her to the final. Second, third in that realm. And I have no clue what numbers I've already said before. No clue. Maybe fourth.
Yeah, I'm going to put her fourth. She'll be my fourth because she's young and they love to push a youngster through.
They just love it.
I'm just looking at how hot she is and these other looks that I'm seeing are convincing me more that she has like good taste.
Yeah, I know. Everything else I saw, I was like, oh, that's kind of good.
Oh my God, I want to sit on his little face.
Oh, okay. So where are we going to peg him or?
Anywhere he wants. You know, on the I would like to do the big carousel in Ooh. Is it a carousel?
Yeah, wait. Yeah. In Griffith? Why do I know you're gonna say? Are you gonna say Griffith Park?
Yeah, in Griffith Park.
I knew it.
We'll have a nice little lunch. We'll hop on the carousel and mm-hmm. I'll suck his dick off. I'll suck his dick clean off his body on that one horse.
Fuck. I wanna fuck him in or peg him or whatever he wants in the back of a Ford Excursion. Big. It's like big.
Big one. Five rows.
Five rows. We just roll around and get that shitty carpet all over my body.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, River Medway, a mysterious entry, could not read her. Terrible name. I'll say that.
I can't pull up a picture of her.
River,
because she's from Medway.
It's a terrible name. It is a forgettable, terrible name.
And there's a river?
She's Singaporean.
I don't get it.
They held a gun to her head and say, make sure people know you're something.
She was low energy, but I do like stan this look that she's in.
I do like it. It's like if the butterflies from season 10 finale came back to exact their revenge on Asia O'Hara a little bit.
Oh my God. Yes.
That part?
She is that girl. I also like that she was like, I do all my own hair, but I was like, that's cool, but what do you do on stage?
Right. I hope she's treated a little bit better than some of our POC queens in the past. I don't know why POC queens get the chop so quickly. I have to admit, I'm not getting a lot from this. I want to see more of her.
I didn't get much either. I just got like, I serve looks. So it's like, if that's what you're going to do, then I will stay and watch you serve looks the whole time.
But they better be good.
I mean, just based on this being her, like, Meet the Queens look, I think she's going to serve some good stuff. I haven't looked at her Instagram, so I don't really know what mm-hmm. her like her whole zhuzhes.
Oh, wait. One second, Meatball. I feel like taking another break.
Okay.
Okay.
Bring you gotta back. Get them ads in.
You gotta and get them back. Ads in. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my brain.
Woo! We did it. Anything else to say on River? We get it. We get it.
You
best
got
of luck. May the odds be ever in your favor. Veronica Green, our
and
returning
that's all the queens.
Queen.
Oh, we're done. There's no more queens to talk about.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just kidding. Veronica's back, and I'm shocked that they brought her back after she wore that Sailor Moon outfit.
I didn't see that. What? Wait, what? I didn't see this.
Last season of UK, like one of the final challenges, when they all came back at the end, like for the reunion, I think she, or something, she was like in a Sailor Moon outfit.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, yes, I see it now. I'm looking at it. Yes, yes, yes. Not for you.
And the dress that she's wearing is like her sister's prom dress. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say something so mean. But
yeah.
Like, know that if I was ever to be on RuPaul's Drag Race, you would not see me wearing costumes that I've that look anything like anything I've worn before.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would all be brand new, high end quality shit. She's
yeah.
wearing like not great stuff, and she already knows how the whole thing works.
Yeah,
she went through it once, and so she came back and like looks exactly the same.
Damn. I mean, I wrote. Well, that's the thing though. She never got feedback. You know what I mean? They were never like, no, no, no. They were like, we love your singing. You
got
the Rona.
She got a lot of feedback from the fans, though. And she, like, has eyes and a brain. She, like, watched what she looked like. I don't know. She's also seems, I don't know if you've looked at her Twitter or her Instagram, but she like also already hates the promo and has been like vocal about it. And,
oh,
like,
really? Damn.
Yeah, she's like already being cunty towards the show. So I don't think she does well.
I don't see, that's what I'm worried about. You know, it's like when you return, you can go one of two ways. You can Eureka your way to the top or Cynthia Lee Fontaine your way to the middle. Right.
And I'm getting Cynthia Lee Fontaine from her because like much like Cynthia, the looks were not as elevated from what you were before. And they do judge based on like how much growth you are for yourself. They're not going to compare you to the other girls. And for me, I'm not seeing growth from before.
Same. Damn.
Also, she loves Wicked, so I love her for that. But she shouldn't be there. Oh.
She'll get knocked
that
out.
That was mean.
Yeah, you're a mean person, and I live for it. So where are we going? I guess I'll peg her 8th, 7th, whatever number I haven't said yet. And I guess I'll peg her in an soon to shut down postal office. I don't know. I'm not super excited about this pegging.
I guess I haven't said 7th, so I'll peg her 7th, and I'll peg her at a wet seal because that's what she looks like she's wearing. Mama!
That's it, bitch. I hope this season is fun. I'm a little worried, but may the odds be ever in our favor. I say this all the time, and I really mean it. It's like, girl, let's enjoy the season. Don't throw hate at the queens. Talking about them on a podcast is not the same as sending a DM that says, your mom's a cunt, and I bet she fucks bugs. You know what I mean? Like, that's different. Don't do that.
Also, know that I'm excited to see all of them. And if I said anything negative, which I probably did, I know I did. I mean, I don't know these people and I'm going based off of like a 1.5 minute clip. So when the season comes out, my opinions will probably change and I'll have flipped everything.
And that me too. And it's a podcast. We have opinions. You need podcasts to have opinions. Like when y'all talk Dragula, very excited. You have to have opinions. You cannot have an hour long conversation that's just like, I liked it and it was good. You have to have opinions.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Bitch.
Is there anything I want to say about any of them? Oh, I didn't like Vanity's eye makeup. Okay, I'm done.
Meatball, where can we support you, follow you? I know people already know you if they're listening to this, but remind us.
You can follow my Instagram, which is spiciestmeatball. If you can't spell it, you don't deserve to follow me. And you can listen to my podcast, which is Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper. It comes out every Tuesday and Friday. And those are the two places that I am most at.
Good. Love it. Go watch Meatball Live, too. Do that. Look him up on the Instagram. You'll see what he's doing his thing.
Yes, I'm traveling again. So I might be in your city. I'm working on like a little American tour situation with just me and a couple of my friends. So we're gonna be hopping around trying to catch Delta.
catch me outside. How about that? You gonna how about that? I mean, look, you're gonna may the odds may the gay gods be with you. Best of luck. Living your vaccinated life is not as easy as we were promised it was going to be.
No, it is not. But it's time. I got to get out of the house. We got to run.
We got to live our gay lives. If you want to support our gay dumb lives, follow me at Dragher Podcast and give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. You know, it's fun. It helps keep the meals in my mouth and the dicks in my butt. Please support me there. And that's all we have to say, right? Right, girl?
Yeah, that's it.
Till next time. Bye, bitches.
Bye, sluts. Ooh-ah.
That was a HeadGum Original.